Welcome to ET Markets Watch, the show about stocks, market trends, and money-making ideas. I am Bhaskar Datta, and here are the top headlines at this hour. IMD says respite for 3 to 4 days from heat wave. CNG prices may fall over the next few days. Chinese media defends Indian wheat curb. Adani Group to buy 49% in Quint. China's economy skids as lockdowns hit business. Jet fuel prices hiked by 5%. Record in Delhi. Let's take a quick glance at what happened on the Lal Street today. Domestic equity markets snapped a 6-day losing streak on Monday, as strength in US stocks after a period of significant volatility boosted risk appetite. Low-level buying in some index heavyweights also gave a fillip to headline indices, with auto, power and banking counters witnessing buying interest. The 30-share pack Sensex advanced 180.22 points, or 0.34%, to close at 52,973.84. Its broader peer, the NSE Nifty, rose 60.15 points, or 0.38%, to close above the 15,800 mark. Deepening concerns over domestic inflation and an unprecedented bout of selling pressure from FIIs, however, kept gains in check for equities. With India's inflation surging to an 8-year high in April, the RBI is widely expected to follow up a surprise 40 basis point rate hike earlier this month with a fresh rate hike in June. Meanwhile, the US Fed is seen carrying on with multiple rate hikes and the shrinking of its balance sheet as it tackles 40-year inflation in the country. Higher US interest rates eat into the appeal of emerging market assets. 18 of the 30 stocks on the BSE Sensex gained, with NTPC rising 3%. Bajaj Finance, State Bank of India, Maruti and HDFC each rose 2%. Ultratech lost 3%, while Asian Paints and ITC shed 2% each. Tech Mahindra and TCS lost 1% each. 13 stocks hit upper circuits, while 4 hit lower circuit limits. 20 stocks touched 52-week highs, while 75 hit 52-week lows. We have Arijit Malakar from Ashika Stockbroking to share his views on the action and the road ahead. Welcome to the show, sir. Markets managed to break a 6-day losing streak today. Can we expect some consolidation around current levels?
Positive global cues helped the Indian market to break a 6-day losing streak and gave a positive closing. Some optimistic news have started to come from China front, as the country is going to open the economy from June onwards. China to resume transport from 22nd May and will gradually unlock the economy from COVID curbs. Unlocking the second largest economy in the world has lifted up the investor sentiment, as it would ease the supply side constraints to a large extent. Further, some fresh buying witnessed at lower levels, mainly led by domestic institutional investors, which supported the market. However, market is expected to remain weak in near term and would likely to move sideways for the remainder of 2022.
Mid-cap and small-cap indices have started to show some strength after witnessing significant volatility. Is this a good time to enter these segments?
During the volatile times, correction are more prominent in mid and small-cap space, while it has been less in large-cap. Today's strength witnessed in mid and small-cap was only the function of market pullback after 6 days of correction. In turbulent times, it is better to stay in large cap, as these companies have strong brand name, healthy balance sheet and better pricing power, which can withstand any type of shock. Apart from good quality mid cap companies with strong fundamentals, investors should stay away from mid and small cap space during these volatile times.
We also caught up with Vaishali Parekh from Prabhudas Lilladhar to decode the technical charts for you. The Nifty 50 settled above the 15,800 level. What do the technical charts suggest about it?
Nifty for now, with a positive opening for this week, seems to be consolidating at these levels. So today it has given us a decent close. So above 15,900-950, we can expect a further run up coming towards 16,000 to 16,200. And for this week, the support lies at 15,400.
Bank Nifty sharply outperformed the headline index today. What is your outlook on the sector?
Bank Nifty has outperformed vis-a-vis Nifty. So near-term resistance lies at 34,300, but not much to say because we have seen so much of a corrective move. So this would be just considered as a bounce back. So the range would lie as 32,000 as support and 34,500 as resistance.
Asian markets mostly ended higher. Major European markets were trading with cuts in the first few hours of trade. Meanwhile, US stock futures were down, signaling a weak start to US equities later in the day. That's all for now. Do check out etmarkets.com for all the news, market analysis, investment strategies, and dozens of stock recommendations. Enjoy your evening. Bye-bye.